These Christians believed in their deepest well of conscience that they had the right, for instance, to read the Bible in their language. Well, at certain periods of time in certain parts of Europe, that was a heresy. And if you were a heretic, you were burned at the stake. You were killed. And it was a terrible, terrible, violent time. And it's almost impossible for us as modern people to understand this. How can it be possible that somebody was killed for their beliefs? They all believed in God. You know, they just had a different God or a different way of understanding how God manifests. Well, that's a very modern way to think. And that's not how people in Europe thought in the 15th or 16th centuries, for instance, or before that. They started to think it a little bit over the next few hundred years, but you know, not really. It didn't really get going until the 20th century and now in the 21st century. But even then, there are different ways that people are intolerant of one another. But let's just put that to the side as well. Anyway, so you kind of have to suspend your disbelief. You have to enter in sympathetically with the fact that people who murdered people of conscience on either side and the people of conscience themselves were all doing this out of deeply held beliefs. Yes, it is true that sometimes powerful people exploited this for their own ends in order to, for instance, say that somebody was a heretic so that they could take their property over and get their money or whatever it was, or eliminate somebody who was a threat to them in this way or that. These things happen. This is part of the, again, the mystery of being human is people can hold the most wonderful ideals, and you'll get to that when we look at the French Revolution, and still do the most terrible things. And again, conscience can be manipulated or said. People can say that they're speaking out of conscience. But I'm going to say, and this might be something you want to talk to your parent teacher about, I'm going to say that if somebody's truly acting out of conscience, that can't possibly be a power play or manipulative. And I'm going to also say that two people can speak out of their conscience and they can both be seeming to say very, very different things. So again, here's a mystery. Here's a paradox. So a paradox means something that seems to be one thing, but it's actually something else, or it might be several things, or it might be that at one time a thing seems to be one thing, but then it becomes something else. So paradox is, it's an interesting term. Again, talk to your parent teacher about paradox, because if you can be comfortable with the idea of paradox, then that will help you not get drawn into it's black, it's white, it's right, it's wrong.